Good morning. I fear that you might leave here today saying one of a few statements. One, our pastor has surely lost her mind, and that remains to be seen. Two, this is the weirdest church service I've ever been in. Very possibly so. Three, that was sacrilegious. I'm taking a bit of a risk, but I hope not. Or four, all of the above. But truly, by the time it's over, I pray with all my heart that you can say, the anointing was so strong, because that's how it affected me. I'm going to tell you a story, and then I'm going to show you a clip, and then I'm going to read scripture to explain it. So here's my story. Andy Griffith and Barney Fife and their girlfriends set Gomer Pyle up with a new girl in town on a blind date. I told you it was crazy. Her name was Mary Grace. The three couples all went to Mary Grace's house for a date night. And the conversation was very slow. It didn't go well. It was awkward and long, drawn-out, silent periods. And after a few minutes, Gomer jumped up and abruptly left. And he was gone for quite a while, or he just left. And Mary Grace was rejected. She felt embarrassed, humiliated, as anyone would. And she told the others, I would just appreciate it if you would go and leave me alone and just let me be by myself. And while they felt very bad for her, they agreed they would leave and let her be alone. So they did. After a while, Mary Grace's doorbell rang. And there stood Gomer with a beautiful corsage in his hands and a big grin on his face. And Mary Grace said, what are you doing here? And he said, I noticed that all the other girls had a beautiful flower and you didn't have one. And I couldn't leave you unadorned. So I went to get you these flowers. Makes sense now, doesn't it, Becky? Andy and Barney and their girls felt so sorry for her and so bad that they decided to come back. Don, you can go ahead and set it up. The door was unlocked and open, so they walked in on this scene.
Real nice. Thank you.
You may say, how in the world are you going to tie anything scriptural to this? Just wait. On Tuesday morning this last week, my Texas friend, Marcy Lytle, posted a clip on Facebook, and she told this story about being unadorned and how Gomer didn't want Mary Grace to be unadorned. And after I heard her story and I saw this clip, the Holy Spirit just flooded my heart, drenched me really with his presence. And I know it sounds dumb, but I was so overcome by the analogy that God doesn't leave us unadorned. He's given us the apparatus, the clothes, the garments, the coverings that we need to come into his presence. And it was so overwhelming to me. Even when it looks like he's left the house, or he didn't hear, or he didn't care, he might be buying a corsage or doing something else on our behalf that's just for our good, just like Gomer did. Scripture talks about God adorning us with garments of salvation, for worshiping him, just like a bridegroom adorns their bride. And in the process of this story and this message preparation today, the Lord gave me a song, which we're going to learn shortly. Psalm 19 talks about the heavens declaring the glory of God, and the firmament showing his handiwork, and that it's beautiful and strong and it's secure in its orbit. Don't ever forget, it's secure in its orbit. That's what the scripture says. And verse 5 likens his strength and the strength of the orbit that he's created to a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, having rejoiced over his bride as a strong man ready to run a race. Isaiah 61 tells us, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in God, for he hath clothed me with garments of salvation. He's covered me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom who is excited about his bride and decks himself with ornaments to please his bride, and as the bride who adorns herself with jewels to please her husband. The message here is that God does adorn us with things of beauty for his own good pleasure. He even adorns his house. Psalm 93:5 says that your testimonies are fully confirmed, O Lord, and holiness adorns your house for all the days to come. And finally, there is a scripture in Zephaniah 3:17 that I think this is my favorite. I looked this up in many different versions. It says that the Lord is mighty to save. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love for you, and he will joy over you with singing. The word rejoice there is translated to dance, to leap, to skip, and to spin. Can you imagine that God loves you so much that he dances over you, skipping and spinning and twirling? The thought of this just really touched my heart. He takes such pleasure in us. I want to be pleasing to him, don't you? He gives us a crown of beauty for our ashes. The scented oil of joy for our mourning. The shining garment of praise for our spirit of despair, that he may be glorified. He gives to us to equip us, prepare us, clothe us, and give us the appropriate jewelry even for his pleasure. Becky and Audrey, you can go ahead and come and get ready for the song, please. On Tuesday morning, after I listened to my friend's post on Facebook and I watched this dancing clip, I felt the presence of the Lord so strongly, as I said. But my keyboard at home is broken. It's in the shop now being fixed. Thank you, Donnie, for carrying it out to the car for me. So I came down here and I sat down at the piano. That's why it's uncovered today. And I just started worshiping the Lord. And within minutes, he gave me the melody to a song. And I pulled out my phone. I knew it was him. I knew the presence of the Lord. I pulled out my phone and turned on the recorder, and I recorded it so that I wouldn't forget it or mess it up. And I went back home and I just pondered this whole thing, and Lord, can I even talk about Barney and Andy in church and show dancing in church? I mean, are you sure you won't strike me dead if I do? And I got out my computer and sat down and started writing it out. And he gave me the words to match the song that I had gotten here. And I know it's difficult to learn something that somebody else writes and all of that, but we're going to make it as easy on you as we can. We have an overhead, and Becky and Audrey have done an awesome job learning it. I will even tell you that the Lord told me to put it in the key of E flat. It is not my key, and it's not Becky's key. It's Audrey's key. She's the only one of us that can reach it, but we'll figure out another key for Becky to lead it as well. But anyway, join in us, in with us, and learn the song with us. It's a prayer. Adorn me.
Oh. like the heavens are clothed in your glory.
From the Lord. But I tell you what, it made me look at things in a whole new way to think of the Lord Jesus Christ jumping and leaping and skipping with joy over me. It's amazing, Debbie. Beautiful, beautiful.
Nothing I did, for sure. Nothing I did. I texted my friend Marcy and I said, Marcy, is it okay if I share this on Sunday? And she said, well, only if I can get a copy of it. I said, that's okay, you can. And I texted her back and I said, the Lord gave me a song based on this. She said, I can't believe it. She said, I am just stunned. She's a pastor's daughter. She's been in church her entire life. She said, I knew that the Lord prompted me to put this on Facebook because it touched her about the fact that God adorns us and he supplies all that's necessary for the dressing up, if you will, of his people. I'm thankful for his love. I'm thankful for the Spirit that can take silliness and turn it into something of anointing that means something to us and to him. Will you stand with us this morning? Father, we just thank you that you've met us here today. We thank you that we've come into your presence with thanksgiving and that you've given us, Lord, the garments of praise, You've put the crown with the jewels that you've given to us on your head, Lord. We place it on you. The song says we lay our crowns at your feet, Lord, in adoration. We're humbled this morning before you, Lord, and we're open and yielded to your precious Holy Spirit. Draw our hearts, Lord, into that place. Prepare us for worship. Prepare us for work, Lord. Prepare us for being used by you, Jesus. And we just ask that you go with us today with full hearts, challenged, Lord, to wear the adornments with pride and joy, because we know that we please you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.